This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri's most competitive congressional contest is in the St. Louis region's 2nd District. Republican incumbent Ann Wagner is facing a spirited challenge from Democrat Cort Van Ostrand. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis reports that the race could have an impact on other contests on the November ballot.
It's Saturday morning in Kirkwood, and a crowd is packing a storefront housing a state Democratic campaign office. Volunteers are getting instructions before heading out to knock on doors for Van Ostrand. Becky Morgan with Moms Demand Action is among them.
He's with us on this issue of common sense gun safety policies that will reduce gun violence and save lives.
A few days later, Republican volunteers are hitting the phones at a GOP campaign office in Baldwin on behalf of Wagner.
Hello, this is Clark. I'm a volunteer with the Missouri Republican Party.
Volunteer Jennifer Coulter says she's supporting Wagner because they hold similar views against abortion.
For me, it's pro-life. If we can't defend life, there's no sense in having anything else.
A number of issues are fueling voter excitement in the 2nd District, which hasn't seen such a vigorous contest in more than 20 years. The 2nd takes in much of West and Southern St. Louis County, along with portions of Jefferson and St. Charles counties. It produces more votes than any other congressional district in the state, so a high turnout could impact other races on the November ballot. Wagner is former chairwoman of the Missouri Republican Party and is facing her most serious Democratic rival since she won the seat in 2012.
Missouri 2nd Congressional District is personal to me. This is where I was born and raised. This is where I've raised my family. It's where I've worked. It's where I volunteer. It's home.
Among other things, she's highlighting her success in passing a bill to curb sex trafficking on the internet.
Congress never intended for the internet to be a red light district. So that is a major accomplishment that we've gotten done.
The 2nd District long has been seen as reliable Republican turf, but Van Ostrand believes he has a decent chance of unseating Wagner. He is a Joplin native who attended Washington University and stayed in the region to practice law. Although Wagner has far more money in the bank, Van Ostrand has outraised her for much of the last year. Still, the first-time candidate admits the odds are against him.
We have no illusions. This will be a David against Goliath race because of her support from lobbyists and corporate special interests.
Van Ostrand's key issue is health care. His mother died of cancer 2 years ago. He says she had access to good doctors and hospitals only because she could purchase affordable health insurance under the Federal Affordable Care Act. Van Ostrand says he decided to challenge Wagner because she has voted to repeal the ACA and backed GOP alternatives that would strip protections for people with pre-existing conditions.
When I watched Ann Wagner vote with other Republicans in Congress to cut 23 million people, like my mom, off of their health care coverage, that vote felt very personal.
Wagner says she also supports protecting people with pre-existing conditions, but she believes a different approach is needed.
Our current system through the ACA is unaffordable, it's unworkable. We need something that's patient-centered.
Wagner emphasized that she opposes expanding Medicare to cover all Americans, which some Democrats support.
Not only is it a bad idea to have the federal government in charge of our health care again, we're trying to unwind that system that has brought us down and raised costs up so high.
Van Ostrand says the federal Medicare program is well-run and that Democrats simply want to offer the best option for people who cannot get health insurance otherwise.
I think there are other fixes that are more politically attainable in the short term. I think Medicare for All is a good goal in the long term.
Van Ostrand and his allies attack Wagner for failing to hold public town halls or agree to debate. She contends that Van Ostrand's money is coming from, quote, coastal elites with few ties to Missouri. There's no question that their battle is attracting national attention. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.